What can you do to bump your base of fitness, your ground floor? What can you do to make that a little bit higher so that when you decide to start training for that next race, when you decide to push yourself in the next training cycle, you've got a head start. Episode 490 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, raise your floor to raise your ceiling. Hey guys, before we dive into today's quick tip episode, just want to let you know of a little option that I have available that, I don't know, I mean, maybe somebody might be interested, maybe not. If not, no big deal. We'll just keep on, you know, keeping on like we have been over here at Diz Runs HQ. But if somebody that's listening and is a regular listener of the show would like to work with me as a coach for free, I would be more than willing to trade off some coaching, probably at the one-to-one level, in exchange for someone to do the show notes for the episode. So, obviously a little bit of work required, you know, to barter, the barter system. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. But, if that is something that you might be interested in hearing more about, you know, take basically the length of an episode would be the time commitment that would be required for, you know, between 7 and 8 episodes, I think, per month. Let me know and we will talk. You know, shoot me an email and, you know, dizruns@gmail.com and I'll get back to you with the details and we'll go from there. And if nobody's up for it, no big deal. I'll keep doing them. But I would love to get that off my plate. And if I can coach you in exchange for it, that would be a great trade on my end and hopefully something that you'd be interested in as well. So today I want to talk a little bit about getting better, about reaching your goals. You know, as runners, I think most of us are driven to have some type of goal, to complete some type of challenge, whether it's running farther, running faster. Not everybody does. I recognize that. There's some folks that run and really, you know, enjoy the sport for the social benefits, for the mental clarity benefits. But for those of us that do have a drive to reach a particular goal, and you all know what my goals are, you know, running the marathon in every state is a big one, and qualifying for Boston is the other big one. And you know, the running a marathon in every state, if we're honest, that one really just boils down to consistency and tenacity over the long haul. You know, I mean, I plan on continuing to run for, you know, the next, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, basically as long as I'm still breathing. I hope to be able to continue to run, and I plan to, you know, continue to live a healthy lifestyle that will allow me to you know, continue to be able to run as long as absolutely possible. So, you know, I mean, if I can keep running for another 30 or 40 years, I mean, all I got to do is run, you know, one or two marathons per year to chip away at that goal, you know, and that doesn't require a huge increase in performance like Boston does. You know, qualifying for Boston, that I needed to become a more, I need to improve my endurance. I'm fast enough. We've talked about it before about how, you know, a lot of us don't need to get faster to reach our running goals, but we need to be able to, run at a higher level of intensity to improve our endurance, to run at a higher rate for longer. So, you know, as it stands right now, I need to be able to, average a 7:15 pace, or just a touch faster than that, to qualify for Boston. I can't do that over 26.2 miles. That is beyond my ceiling, beyond my capabilities right now. I can certainly do it for a mile. I can do it for 2 miles, maybe even, you know, 3, 4, 5 miles, something like that. But at some point, maintaining a 7:15 pace, I'm going to blow up. I just don't have that level of fitness yet. So when I talk about raising the floor to raise the ceiling, you know, my ceiling at that pace, at Boston qualifying pace, is somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 3 to 6 miles, probably. I don't know if I could hold that pace for a 10K today. I definitely think I could do it for a 5K, and certainly anything lower than that. But somewhere in the neighborhood between 5K and 10K, I would, you know, fiery plane crash. You know, it would be a hot mess of a disaster of me trying to hold that pace for anything, you know, up to probably and certainly beyond a 10K distance. That's where my ceiling is. Now, to get to Boston, I need to, you know, 4x that. I need to raise that ceiling up 4 times higher than it is now in order to run the qualifying time that I need now, which is why I've said several times that I need to get a little bit older so that level maybe drops a little bit while still improving my pace, while still improving my endurance, while still raising my ceiling. So what is the best way to do that? What is the best way to build that level of fitness, that level of endurance to get us to our goals? Maybe it's running faster for you. Maybe it's running, you know, farther. Maybe it's improved endurance over a longer duration. Maybe you're trying to break 2 hours in the half marathon. Maybe you're trying to break, you know, 5 hours in the marathon. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. This is all relative to each of us and where each of us are on the scale. What do you need to do to raise your ceiling? I think the best thing that you can do, the thing that I've been working on and the thing that I've seen with some of my clients who've really, you know, taken some leaps and bounds in the last year, is that we've really focused on raising the floor. If you raise the floor, the ceiling goes up naturally, right? I mean, just think about your house. You know, if you keep, you know, your house with the dimensions and the you know, the distance from whatever it is, 8 feet, 9 feet from the floor to the ceiling, if you lifted the floor up and the walls maintained their structure, the ceiling would go up too. You know, I mean, the distance from the floor to the ceiling may not change, but the height of the ceiling will. And that's what we're trying to do with our fitness. So, for a lot of folks, and I was definitely guilty of this before, but I've started to change my ways, and I'm starting to see the payoff for it. You know, when I would train for a race, whether it was a half or a full, whatever, you know, I'd have that increased focus, that increased dedication to running, you know, 3-4 times during the week, and then definitely a long run on the weekends, maybe even another run, you know, running 5 or 6 times a week in pursuit of this goal, trying to build my fitness to help me get to whatever goal I might have on race day. But then once the race was over, if I didn't have another race coming up relatively quickly afterwards, which was probably not ideal to be stacking races back to back because we do need some downtime. But when I would come off of that training cycle, I'd finish my race, I'd be recovered, I'd be pain-free +3. Now what do I do next? I would fall back to a pretty standard routine of running, you know, 3 times-ish during the week. Maybe it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Maybe it's whatever it is. Doesn't matter. You know, run a few times during the week. You know, mix in a speed workout, tempo workout here and there. And then my long runs would typically be in that ballpark of, you know, 8 to 12 miles. Usually probably centered right around 10, but there might be a little fluctuation one way or the other. Do that for 2-3 months, kind of basically just maintaining that type of level of fitness, and then I'd, you know, have another training cycle start ramping back up, whether it's trying to get faster at the half, whether it's trying to get better at the full, ramp back up, finish the race, recover, and fall right back to that same routine. A few runs during the week, occasional speed run, occasional tempo run, 8 to 12 miles, probably mostly like 10 on the weekend. When you do that, when that's the routine, your base level of fitness when you're starting the next training cycle is probably not going to be dramatically improved from where it was the previous cycle. Because the gains that you made while you were preparing for that previous race, when you were running a little bit more and you were adding maybe a few more miles to the long runs, and if you're at marathon training, you're certainly adding more miles than just 10 per week, probably, or more than, you know, your long runs are going to be more than just averaging 10 miles per week. You know, you're building up your fitness, and then you kind of let it lag a little bit. And maybe you move the bar ahead just a little bit each cycle, but nothing dramatic. So basically you're starting from the same place from a fitness perspective every marathon, or every marathon or half marathon or every training cycle, whatever distance you're training for. You're starting from about 3 runs per week, you know, during the week, 1 long run on the weekend, averaging about 10 miles. At least that's what I was doing. Maybe you're in a similar situation. So what I've been focusing on doing is making 15 the new 10. And that's how I've been focusing on trying to raise my floor, raise my base level of fitness. I've also started to run more during the week. I've gotten much better on a regular schedule there. So, you know, when I train for a race now, when I get a race on my calendar, I go, all right, this is a race, I'm training for it, really going to dial things in and really build up. My starting point is already farther ahead. My long runs now, you know, I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm typically now in the 12 to 15 mile range, occasionally bouncing a little bit farther outside of 15 and bouncing up to 20, 26 recently. So I've gone longer a few times, but I'm trying to raise my floor up. I'm trying to raise the base level of my fitness up so that when I get into a training cycle, when I really want to focus and, all right, I've got a race coming up, what can I do to improve the best I can? I'm starting from farther ahead, because let's be honest, let's be real for a second. When we get into a serious training cycle, the amount of improvement that we can expect over 16 weeks, 18 weeks, whatever the training cycle is, you know, there's a range that you're going to expect of improvement from where you started that training cycle to where you get on race day. All right. Now, you know, it's different for every person. Obviously, there's a lot of variables in here, but you know, most people aren't going to be running, you know, 10 minute pace for their long runs, you know, as their base. And then between the time they start their training cycle and the time they get to race day, improve that pace by 2 or 3 minutes. You know, you're going to improve it a little bit. You're going to improve your endurance a little bit, maybe add a little bit of speed from some dedicated speed training. But if you really want to make a jump in your race day performance, you've got to make a jump to your base level of fitness. You've got to do some more serious work, dedicated work outside of the training cycle, outside of that 16 weeks-ish, plus or minus, whatever it is. And I call that raising the floor. And that's, like I said, that's something that I've been working on doing, turning my long run, standard long run from 10 miles to being higher than that. And in very short order, that the goal is to make, you know, 15 is the standard long run now. I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I've been dancing around it several times enough that it's pretty close. You know, I you know, 10 miles to me now is a short long run. I still do that on occasion, and there's nothing wrong. You don't have to hit a certain number every time. But 10 miles for the long run, that's a short long run. I only had a couple of hours, so I only did 10 miles. But you know, if I don't have anything pressing, if I can take my time and cruise, because I like to keep my long runs at a pretty easy pace, 15, 16 miles is where I want to target most weekends now. And occasionally bump it even higher than that as time allows, as I feel stronger. excuse me. I want to keep raising up that base level of fitness, that floor. My fitness floor, so that my fitness ceiling naturally gets higher. And that's what I would like to encourage you to do as we get to this time of year. You know, as this show gets released, it's middle of November. You know, weather's starting to change. A lot of fall races have already been finished. And there may not be as many races in your area during the winter months. If you're somewhere where the weather turns nasty, think about what you can do between now and whenever you start training for your next race, whether it's in the spring, whether it's not till the summer because you're not racing, you know, having a big race until next fall, whatever it is. What can you do between now and then to raise your ceiling? What can you do to make 15 the new 10? Or make, you know, if your normal long runs is 6 miles, what can you do to make 8 the new 6 or 9 the new 6? What can you do to bump your base of fitness, your ground floor? What can you do to make that a little bit higher so that when you decide to start training for that next race, when you decide to push yourself in the next training cycle, you've got a head start, which is going to lead to a better finish. What can you do? Think about that. And if you have an answer, let me know. I would love to hear what you think you can do or what you plan to do. Not what you think you can do, what you plan to do to raise your floor. Let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And you can always head to the show notes for any episode and leave a comment there. And this episode would be number 490. So DizRuns.com/490. And you can leave a comment there about what your plans are to raise your floor of fitness so that your ceiling, your race day ceiling, gets higher as well. That is it for today. Don't forget, if you want to maybe talk about some free coaching for next year, maybe, I mean, we can start as soon as you're ready. If we can trade off some show notes for some coaching, I'd be down for that trade. So let me know if you're interested, and we will talk more about that. And otherwise, we'll put a bow on this thing. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoy this one. Hope this one gets you thinking a little bit about how you can improve your performance for your next race. Improve that race floor, raise that fitness floor, raise your floor up. Your ceiling will follow, I promise you. But that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk soon, all right? See you.